And welcome back. It is another new episode of Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. This episode, I'm sitting down with a very good friend of mine. We just met a few weeks ago, but I heard her share and I knew that you needed to hear it too. With that being said, let me welcome Maureen to Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. Hello and welcome.
Thank you, Crystal, for having me. And so nice to have met you a couple of weeks ago. I kind of feel like I've known you for a lot longer.
Yes. And you were someone who attended the vision board workshop, which I was so excited about. It was a good day and I could have kept going for a few more hours. That's for sure. I was like, arts and crafts. I get so inspired.
But you know what? I call it paper dolls. Like I love doing paper dolls, but I had never done a vision board before. And, you know, I was kind of an action taker. I sent you my vision board and wanted to know, you know, I loved the concept. I loved the idea. And I love the fact I can look at it and I really like have some direction. You were absolutely right. I've never done one before. So thank you.
Yeah.
Open my world up, a whole new vision.
Okay. So I have to talk about your share, this is the topic for today is the fear of failure. So as soon as I say that, I'm sure everyone who's listening is like, you're probably thinking of three things that you're like afraid to fail at. I have about 20 in my pocket right now as we talk. So with that being said, what is the moment in your life or moments that you have encountered where you were so fearful to fail? And what was that like for you?
I think when I started my first company was when fear was almost paralyzing for me. And I think the issue was that I was incredibly successful at making everybody else rich. I mean, climbing that corporate ladder, award. And now all of a sudden, you're on your own by yourself. You have no boss. You have no colleague. You have no training manual. You're thrown into this world of entrepreneurship. And you sit there and think, I was so good at what I did. And there's so many things to know here I don't. And then so many things were going wrong that it really rattles your confidence. And you feel almost incompetent. And I think a lot of fear comes from, believe it or not, ego, if you look deep down inside. And I always say there's no ego in entrepreneurship. It just can't be. But what happens to people, it's a sense of pride in entrepreneurship. When they start their own business, they don't want to fail at it. It becomes so powerful because they don't want to report to somebody, I left my full-time job, this fell apart, and now I'm back to corporate America. Or I put all this money on the line, started this company, leveraged my 401k, and it failed, right? Because 20% of all businesses fail in the first year, 30% in the second year, and 50% are wiped out in 5 years. That's just the reality of it. So people are technically, you want to call it failing, but do we need to now a mindset change with the word fail? Is the big question, because our perception of it is so negative. And it was for me, because that company almost went bankrupt and I leveraged everything, the 401k, the house, my kids' college education. There was no way it could fall apart. And yet it was. And that fear is just, I never want anybody to experience it. And yet entrepreneurs do every single day.
Every single day. So at the beginning, when you were doing all this, like what business were you in?
So I worked in biotech for many, many years. I was an executive for them in marketing, in sales. And then I accidentally invented a pet product. It was an aha moment where I'm like, I will regret this forever if I do not bring this to market. And I always say to people, failure versus regret, I will tell you right now, regret is so much worse. Because I knew if somebody else took this idea and brought it to market, and I would have said, have you ever seen things on there? Like, why didn't I think of that? Or I thought of that years ago and I didn't do anything about it. Somebody else was going to take it. And I said, I've got to go for it. I have got to go for
it. What was it? What was the product that you made?
So I created the very first snap on, snap off pet bandana, and then a second invention, the slobber blotter, or dripping, drooling dogs out there. So I ventured into the pet industry from biotech to pet. Love the industry. Awesome. But there are a lot of things that go into building a business. It's not all about how amazing the product is. I patented it. I launched it. I had customers who wanted it desperately. But just because you have something really good out there that people want doesn't mean you're going to be successful at it.
Ooh.
That's what people have to realize. There's a lot.
That is a huge one.
Yeah.
Sorry, that one's like a heavy hitter, because it's like you can do everything right and still fail. And for me, it's a hard thing to accept, right? It's a very hard thing. And at the beginning, when you're building your business, you have no true idea of how it's going to turn out, right? We've seen businesses blow up through TikTok or social media or on a whim. And we've seen great products that end up coming out decades later. You're like, oh, they made this, you know, and then it becomes successful because, again, someone puts it out there or shows how it benefits someone else. My question to you, because I also want you to share what you're doing now, is how fearful going from that instance into what you're doing now was it? Were you still scared to fail?
The thing is that I was actually able to turn that company around and make it incredibly successful enough for me to sell it in a couple years to be very thoughtful about what my next steps would be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I embraced entrepreneurship full force. I completely embody it. I love everything about it. I've gone on to build 5 more companies. And my mission, so my mission really is to work with entrepreneurs so that they never have that fear again, and to prevent as much as we can failure in their business. And people will say, don't use that word. Don't use that word. I said, fear is not a bad thing. Okay. It is not. Everybody has fear. When you let fear paralyze you and the fear of that failure paralyze you so much, you actually will not get anywhere. You will be closed-minded. You will not be able to welcome feedback. You will not be able to think clearly at all. Your thought process, when you're in that state of panic all the time and stress, you're not going to be very good at what you're supposed to be doing, which is running a company, serving customers. Okay. So it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then you will fail. Okay. If you let that fear overcome you so much, it's almost inevitable. I never want people to not use fear in the way it should be. It should be used as a motivator. Okay. As a motivator. Take the mindset and say, it's okay to have fear, but let me use fear in a very clear, methodical, very thoughtful way, strategically. And failure, people will say, no, it's not failure, it's just growth. Well, they're absolutely right, because there is nothing wrong with something not working out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to call it failure, we call it not working out. It's all semantics, whatever. It's okay. As long as it doesn't paralyze you to move forward to something else afterwards.
I agree.
That's the difference.
And that was the biggest share that really like touched my heart, was when we're comparing failure and saying it's actually growth. Like, we've been looking at it in this very negative light, which we've done a lot of things that made us actually shift away from, you know, being true to ourselves or helping us actually, which is so ironic, to be honest. But failure alone, which I was even telling you, I have been in that element of, I know that I'm going to fail again in life. Like, you know, we have the rest of our lives in front of us, and failure is a human experience. And I know that it's going to be good for me, because at the end of the day, my hardest moments, that when I take a look back at everything, I have learned tremendous amounts and also built myself like through my characters and my values, and each step of the way it has taught me something. But in the moment, failure, like I told you, it just sinks to the bottom of my stomach. So when you were sharing how much like it's a growth process and that maybe we're just actually fearful to grow, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, yes, that is what makes us like the uncomfortable that everyone says, get comfortable with uncomfortable. What does that actually mean if you're just throwing that out there? Like we, you know, some days it does feel paralyzing, but it's moving forward because they do associate a lot of fear with procrastination. And procrastination, we can get into that cycle, which I'm raising my hand. I am admitting I am this person. Okay. I will do so much research on something that it puts me in that stunt where I'm only just doing the research. Like I'm not actually taking action. Exactly. So I'm just like putting it off into the future. And then that fear just keeps building, and something that would take me 2 seconds, which I often laugh because they always make fun of millennials. Something that takes 2 seconds, we'll worry about for a week to do, that's for sure. But we get stuck in that fear. And I'm definitely someone who has done that. Even like growing, I feel like growing up, I was leaning in fear. Like I felt like, oh, if I didn't do this, it was my motivator, but it was almost at a detriment. It ended up being after time had gone on. And then I feel like when, you know, I always talk about when, like after my third loss, everything just felt so much bigger. So my fear, it was like this bubble. I felt like growing around me, like I was stunted, like anything that I would try, oh, I'm going to fail at. So I think that now where I'm setting at is it's definitely a growth process and I'm willing to take it on. And I know it's actually going to be so much better for me to fail and fail forward through action than ever doing anything at all.
See, you know, and everybody experiences it. Just accept that fear is a natural feeling, but put it in perspective. And I think you're right. I think a lot of people, growth is hard for people. Growing up is hard. Taking on responsibility is hard. Life lessons are hard.
Yeah.
Something not working out is hard to accept. And again, that goes back to ego. If it failed, it's on me. It must be I'm incompetent. I'm inept. There's a deficiency here. No, 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 no. There are lots of different variables that go on out there, especially in business, that can unfortunately contribute to a business loss. We look at COVID. How many people have lost their business? Not because they weren't phenomenal at it. Some of them were multimillionaires running huge companies and still lost it. Are they failures? Oh my gosh, no. Did they learn horrible growth lessons in this? Yes, but you know what's funny, Crystal? I have seen some of the most amazing businesses come out of a business failure, if you want to call it that. So that business that you were working on maybe was not the right one for a numerous amount of reasons. You may not have really done enough research to see if there really was a need, or the market dynamics changed without you realizing it, like we are in right now. And then all of a sudden, an idea comes out of nowhere. It just sprouts. It leads to something else. So you say to yourself, I'm going to pivot because I see this opportunity, not wallow in grief that the other thing is just falling apart. No, I see it. I'm going to grab hold and I'm going to run with it. Don't retreat and hide. Okay, that's the difference between people who make things happen, who will be successful, because they were willing to accept that didn't happen the way I wanted it to, but I see something else and I'm going to take the risk and go for it again. That's true entrepreneurship. That's truly what it is. But I have had companies that I started one way and I ended up switching gears, pivoting quick and making a huge amount of money and servicing more people because of it. And that was not the initial plan. But had I said, well, that one failed, I'm just going to walk away, it wouldn't have helped anybody.
No, and you're sitting there now also because of your experience of failure, you're helping other people. And I even shared with you, I said, sharing your experience, your story is so powerful. It really truly gives an outline and shows the underneath of what social media doesn't, since it's only playing the highlight reels of our lives.
I know.
That's why I love these conversations, because it really shows there's a lot of human things that go on that we blame ourselves for. There's a whole bunch of life things that go on that we blame ourselves for. And I feel like fear just builds. It's almost like you have to be your own Ghostbuster. Like it's this big blob that just keeps like building over time. And
if
you're like,
you let it. Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And a lot of people do. A lot of people do, especially over the past couple of years. And then it's just like what you said with entrepreneurship and people who are taking action. It's like, it really does shrink it down. One of my previous guests, she goes, I look at fear and she's on my shoulder and I tell her she's either going to be left behind or she's going to come with. And she goes, and then she says that she just goes right into what she's doing. And, you know, she's been on Extra. It was right before her Extra interview.
That is awesome.
Nancy Picard. I want to give her a shout out because she's a friend of mine, and that's how she looks at fear. And I was like, you know what? Like, just even to put it in perspective, like looking at it, saying, hey, you're the gonna left the art.
You know, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great perspective because you know, it's going to be there. Just accept it. Mm-hmm. Accept that you will have self-doubt. You will wonder if you can do it. You will have times in your life that you're not as confident as others, but it's all a journey. It's all leading up to the big thing that it was really supposed to be. May not have started that way, but don't let it take you in a direction that brings you down. It's just, and you know, social media doesn't help. Everybody kind of wants to go after the people doing it, mm-hmm. you know, and chip away at it. And I say, don't let it rise above it. And that's, I know it's easier said than done, but listen to the inner self inside of you. You choose to be positive or negative. That's a choice. Yeah. And the fear out there, you have a choice as to whether you want it to overpower you and dictate to you, or if you say, no, I'm in charge and I'm going to make my way. May not all work out, but that's okay, because I'm going to be so much stronger on the other side, even if there's some growing pains there. And that's how I approach all of it. It may not work, Crystal. Something I'm working on right now may not work, but how regretful I will be if I never tried. I will always sit back and wonder, what could have happened if I just did it?
That was so beautiful. So beautiful. And I think too, there's so many tips in there that people can take from that, and mindset. And I encourage other people, just like how me and Maureen put it, you know, have really linked arms together. It's like, put yourself around other entrepreneurs or other people that are doing those things with you, because you're going to realize that you are not alone in failing / growing, and you're going to grow together. Like, that's what I have really learned about the community that we even are in, and even getting to meet you, you know, this, how this would even have happened. But
and that's great advice. You just gave great advice there, because when you're an entrepreneur, it's very lonely. Surround yourself with other entrepreneurs who understand the journey. Like, we can have this conversation and work it out. Because what you will find, unfortunately, is those who don't understand what you do and are not entrepreneurs are not going to be as supportive, open to listening. They can't really give you advice because they don't know. And there is a lot of jealousy that comes out in people. I lost a lot of people along the way.
Same.
It's almost like people hope it doesn't work out for you because you are doing something they would never do. Yes. And they're almost jealous of your courage, just that bravery that you believe in yourself, you believe in that product, you believe in how you're going to serve your customers, that you took the leap. So surround yourself with people who are going to build you up and get rid of the people who will only precipitate that little fear inside of you. There's no room for them.
I love that. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on too. I do want you to share, where can people follow you and what are you doing next? Do you have any courses? Do you have like any, like, where can people hire you? Like, give me the whole shebang.
Yeah. So like I said before, my passion is working with entrepreneurs. It is all about how do you build a business from the bottom up that you can make mm-hmm. money, keep money, be profitable, and really outlast your competition. So I have masterclasses that I run specifically for those who are struggling, need a turnaround, those who just want to start the right way. And I do everything simple stuff for entrepreneurs to implement and even implement themselves, because you can't hire people sometimes, you don't have any money, right? So if you want to learn more, you can go to 8simplesteps.net, learn all about the information. And the biggest thing is empowering entrepreneurs that they can do this as long as they start things the right way. So you can certainly go to my Facebook page, which is 8 Simple Steps. I'm on Instagram, which is Maureen at 8 Simple Steps. So yeah, reach out to me and let me know how I can empower you. Not just overcome failure. It isn't about that as much as it is to make you embrace success and love every minute of your journey in entrepreneurship.
I'm going to put everything down in the show notes. You know, I do that for you. I've made it easy. So just click and hit the button. Yes. So they can come straight to your website and to your class. All the things will be down below. And I just encourage you to please go follow. Also, she has an entire journey that you can see as she's on social media. Head over to Crystal Ball Clarity of It All, like, subscribe, push the buttons and do the things. And I will see you next week with a brand new episode and a brand new guest. Goodbye.
Thank you, Crystal. Bye, everybody.